First question.
The first question. Beloved Mahadevi, there are quite a few sannyasins who are getting upset about you saying, there is only one way to get enlightened. Can you please enlighten this confusion?
Do you have lighted? You mean there is only one way to get enlightened? Can you say it a little bit more?
Yeah, you see, they, that road, they approached me and referred also to your book, where this somehow you formulated it this way a few times.
There is only one way to get enlightened?
Yeah.
This is
referring to this, you were in the book, for example, you were talking about this when the Kundalini crosses
the.
That's
not the way. Okay, I understand. There's only one process of enlightenment.
Mm-hmm.
There is no other kind of enlightenment. Way is. There are millions of ways. Every individual, as I said before, every individual, he walks his way to his enlightenment on his individual, unique path. And he cannot, nobody can walk on someone else. There is no way, there is no highway, kein Autobahn. There is only path. You walk, you step, and behind you path is left. I understand what you want to say. That I said there is only one process of enlightenment. There is only one way for natural birth. Another way is possible, cesarean. But you have to find first the soul to make cesarean. Otherwise, birth is happened only in a natural way. And that's only one way. If you can give the birth from mouth or from ear, then enlightenment may also be possible in other way. Otherwise, there is only one enlightenment, as I have described. If that is the enlightenment, what is it? Also depends on what enlightenment. What is the object of enlightenment? The people who may have objections, who say that, who are, what did you say, who are upset. It's not their experience. What right do they have to get upset? The country, the world, one has never seen, one has never experienced, one has no idea of whether it is a black or blue or white or red or green. How can the person will have the right to say about it anything? I'm speaking from my experience. The experience that has happened to me, the experience that has happened to the past enlightened beings. There has been no difference between them and my experience. Our ways, our approach, our lives, our pre-enlightenment lives and past enlightenment lives have been different, totally different. But the experience of enlightenment in itself is exactly the same. Just as natural as experience of conceiving a child inside the womb, living there until it is grown as a complete child, and it takes the natural birth through vagina, there is simply no other way. And tomorrow somebody comes from the Mars. I have taken birth, and I know there is simply, I have born. I know there is simply no other process of giving birth to child. And it is exactly similar statement I have made, that there is no other way to give birth to yourself. And I have given birth to myself. I have this authority to say it. This is my experience. It is not the knowledge borrowed from any scripture, from anywhere. And so, somebody who has this experience will have no problem with it. Tomorrow someone comes from the Mars and says that, Rupen, you are wrong. You cannot take birth this way. There is another way. There is a third way. Caesarean? No. Natural birth? No. There is a third way. He has no experience of earth. So he has no right to give a statement about the earth. And those who have the experience will have no problem with it. If somebody has a problem, he's making statement about himself, where I am, where he is. And if somebody has already set himself up, I don't want to set somebody down. Let him be up.
So these people, they mix up between the what you used to call process of enlightenment and the different ways. For example, Osho talked many times about these 100 and many ways.
Yes, they may be mixing it up. Maybe it's helpful for them if they read it a few more times, the book.
One argument, many bring this argument, example, not Osho, but Ramana Maharshi, with this method, who am I, you know? And then they are telling me these people, they reach this enlightenment with who am I. Is this who I is the way, and when they get enlightened, that is again the process, it's the same, even through this way.
This is something just like, as I say, this is enlightenment. What I have described is the process within the spiritual body. The birth happens in the spiritual body. It has, who am I is a method. There may be millions and trillions of methods. Method is not important. You may create your own method. Method is only a tool. Method is only a path. It's not the destination. It's not the happening. Method is to trigger the process. The process is very actual, very real. It is like, method is like a something that triggers the atom within you, the nucleus within you to explode. And when it explodes, the scientific fact is scientific fact. It doesn't matter how you make that nucleus explode. There may be hundreds of ways for it. And that doesn't make difference what way you choose. Whatever way is easy for you, you feel happy and joyous. If you feel to beat yourself every day 100 times? No problem. Or beat yourself with freedom to create your own method. You fight with somebody, you beat yourself, you eat a lot of food, you do anything. But what I'm talking about the when the atom explodes, I'm talking from then onward. There is no other fact. The fact is only one. And the second question?
Beloved Mahadevi, I heard you say a few times that there are many seekers who are kind of stuck on their path in the heart, in Vrishas Chakra, and that only an enlightened being can take them further on the way to their being. Whereas Osho says, in my understanding, from the head to the heart, effort is needed, but from the heart to the being, the path is very easy, like walking through a rose garden, or is happening by itself. Can you please clarify?
This has been, again, my own personal experience. Yes, but Osho says, from hate to the heart, effort is needed. It's also true. And what I have said, that is also true. And I am the example of it. I myself have been born at the heart chakra, and I have lived my several lives at the heart chakra. And without Osho, I might have lived who knows how many lives. Without his help, it would have been difficult for me to move further. The heart chakra is the first most dangerous chakra. Before the sixth. Dangerous in a way, it is not self-destructive. But when you reach the heart chakra, you are totally possessed with love. Everything in your life is full of love. Even pain, pleasure, you become goalless. There is no ambition. Even no spiritual ambition. You come to the heart chakra, you forget about enlightenment. No more work. No more search. The seeker is possessed with his heart. He is drowned in the love. And to move further, a certain ambition is needed. A false goal, at least, is needed. It is very critical. Unless there is a goal, there is no fuel within you, there is no energy within you to move ahead. And unless the goal is dropped, you cannot meet that goal. You cannot reach there. Spirituality is very complicated. Path of seeker is very difficult. How to understand this? Unless you drop the goal, you cannot be there. And unless there is a goal, you cannot move further. That's where again the sensitivity comes in. But at the heart chakra, you are extremely vulnerable, you are extremely sensitive, yet you cannot move ahead. You need an enlightened being who is lifting you from there and moving you, who is taking you from that love and pushing you, who is creating a false goal for you, and who is sucking you like a vacuum to the front. This is one very dangerous thing with the Sufis. That's when they become Masta. The Masta means crazy, mad, full of love, craziness of love. Al-Masta, Masta.
This is in the Indian world.
This is a Persian word. Masta, Masta Kalanta, Al means the first. Where there is no duality, the very first, the supreme, madness. When these people become Masta, the Sufis, they are so full of love. So for them it is the biggest danger to get caught in the heart chakra. And unless they have the help of an enlightened person, they also have no way. You go on living on this heart chakra until you are carried further. Back you cannot go, further you cannot go.
Maybe this, I was thinking at this point, in the West at least, many people who live in the heart, they start satsang teacher, Korean. Maybe many people in the West start at this point to be a satsang. Satsang, you know, teacher. I mean, this is what I was thinking when I wrote this question.
Mm-hmm.
Without them knowing that where they are, really, that they didn't have reached yet.
Not necessarily. When you live in the heart chakra, you definitely, there is no idea. I have never been interested in meditation, in spirituality, in enlightenment, in anything. You simply love. At the heart chakra, you cannot become a teacher. You become absorber. You are absorbing everything. The whole universe comes and absorbs in you, your surrounding. Everything. You become like a pot where the love goes on pouring and the love goes on out and in. I could not have talked to anybody in any way before my enlightenment. I was a different person. I was a simple person who loved, enjoyed and admired everything, the beauty, everything around me. I was never been thinking of talking about any spiritual text to anybody, not even to my best friends. Spirituality, even Osho's discourses, nothing existed for me. So that cannot be true. People who live in the heart chakra are more of a loner at their own self. To teach, to connect to the outside, you have to have a certain ambition. Even when I come and talk to you here, I have to connect to you. But the heart chakra is more of a where you enjoy being with yourself. People in the heart chakra, they become more of artists. They can go easily to the art, to music. But the teacher, no, they will not become, and particularly spiritual teacher, not at all. When Osho says the way from head to heart, effort is needed. When you have head, you simply need effort, you need fuel to drop this head, to come down. The gravity does not work there.
Mm.
Only one law is there where the gravity does not work.
Yeah.
The head does not fall in the heart. When there is so much of a knowledge, when the brain, the mind is so strong, the head does not mean literally head, it means mind. When the mind is so strong, which is believing in learning, which is believing in gathering information, processing it, which is calculating, which is saying, which is setting the goals, which is living in the world of pros and cons and causes and effects. For it to come to the heart, where two and two are not necessarily four, they can be five, they can be zero. And how can the head believe it? Two and two, zero? Very hard. Very bad business. So it is difficult to come to the heart because heart is so illogical, so irrational. It has no rules, it has no logic. It's the same thing. Deva Priyotas looks very beautiful. But if Rainathas looks not good, and you see it from your heart, from the eyes of your heart, and you clearly say it, this is beautiful, this is not so good. What is the difference? The heart has no logic. The technique may be the same what they did. The same movement, the same gesture, the same language. But there is no logic in it. And when this mind to bring that person who has a logical mind, who thinks in calculation terms, particularly German mind, very scientific mind, as Osho also always made a lot of joke and fun of all of this. But amazing fact is, the German mind, as strong the hate is, their hearts are that softer too. And because their hearts are too soft, they stay away from that. They are sensitive to the pain. I have found German people closer to the spirituality than other countries.